Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, man, I am so busy crawling around, literally on the floor, picking up a stack of news that slid off of my desk that I was about to cover, and I barely made it here on air on time. It is the seventh day of May, 2007, and we're going to be live for the next 3 hours. We have a very important broadcast lined up for you today. We'll spend some time on Nicolas Sarkozy. Not that that's important. Not that he himself is important as a complete and total puppet. But it's important to look at that whole process, the invisible empire processes that we'll be going over. And then, of course, the really big news of the day that I will cover from the bottom of this hour into the bottom of the next hour, unabated. We will not be taking calls, but then we will take calls in the second half of the next hour throughout the rest of the broadcast. But we won't have open phones for an hour and a half. Who knows? I may have opened them earlier, but that's tentative right now. What do I have here in front of me in my little stack? Well, Gore sees spiritual crisis in warming. Here's another one. Eco-extremist wants world population to drop below 1 billion. Here's another one. Children bad for planet. Here's another one. Times of London. Having large families is an eco-crime. Here's another one. The Queen treads lightly in U.S. ties into the same thing. Another one. London Guardian, London Telegraph. World given deadline on climate change. World government agreement made. Here's another one. You can go and buy your carbon credits even though the tax isn't enforced yet. We'll be going over this for you. When I get up here and I say, they have a plan for a one-child policy to start, and to have a child, you're going to have to pay millions of dollars of taxes. Now, you're thinking that's not going to happen. You probably also thought they wouldn't have cameras that read your lips that are, by the way, already up all over the United States. By the time they tell you about them, DARPA has already been doing it for at least a decade. And any high-def digital camera can simply be fit. You know, when we say lip-reading cameras, it's not really the camera that's lip-reading. All of these systems can be fed through different biometric monitoring programs. They have been in place nationwide for 5 years, at least according to the internal documents we've seen, and have been in place in many areas for a decade. A decimation of a century. So we will, I've already digressed there. It's just they have formulas and programs of how to enslave us, and they follow them to great effect. And I just sit here in horror. It's like watching carnival barkers take somebody for a ride over and over again, and you just can't get the dim-eyed public, the dull-eyed public, to even respond. It's like watching cows in a slaughterhouse. But at least a cow in a slaughterhouse will flounce about a bit. No, you just go quietly.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Today, we have Numbers USA that actually tracks world population growth numbers and integrates that with the past statistics and future projections on the demographic trends in Northern and Central North America, i.e. the United States and Canada. And that's coming up in the third hour. At the bottom of the next hour, or even before then, I'm going to get into the start of the next hour. I'm going to get into Israel and 9/11. We aired this about 4 years ago, first time I ever saw it on the web, and somebody emailed it to me over the weekend and said, why haven't I ever heard you cover this? Well, been a lot of shows, a lot of broadcasts, and I guess you didn't hear the show where I did cover it or these shows where I did cover it. But we'll play that Fox News piece that Fox pulled. They never retracted it. They pulled all their articles about it. They didn't say, oh, we've retracted this. They just said it's disappeared into the memory hole. But we've got several of those that we'll be playing and reading some news articles. And I'll be giving you my take on the knowledge we have about 9/11 and how Israel was involved and to what extent. So that is coming up in 50 minutes and 10 seconds. If you want to be precise about it. But the third hour will dovetail with this first hour. There is a big push for taxation, basically a one-child policy. That's exactly what China has. And coming up in 20 minutes, I will break that down in detail. You know, I'm tempted right now. I'm in a calm mood to go ahead and do it now. But you know what? I'm gonna do it at the bottom of the hour. For those that just missed the last segment, major environmentalist wants world population to drop below 1 billion. Same as Dr. Pianca, who wants a 90% forced reduction. Children bad for the planet is the headline all over the world today. Having large families is an eco-crime, Times of London. Queen treads lightly, but don't worry, she paid $22,000 fine to be able to travel here to the government. There's not a tax yet, but see, they're all the richies, all the owners, people that will be paid through this new global tax, they're all showing us the little monkey people down beneath them. Look, I'm drilling you with the tax. I'm preparing you. It's like a Jim Jones Kool-Aid drill. I remember in 1998, they would have local-sponsored radio ads and come out and get your free emissions test and get $10 off your lube and tire check. They'll come out and get a free emissions test. And I walked right up to the head of the Austin Air Force. That was the name of the local environmental group with a federal grant. And I said, he said, hey, Alex, how you doing? He just laughed right at me. And we even have it on tape. Mike Hansen was there. That was at a, that time we went out there, it was at a Texaco in South Austin. And I said, let me guess, this is a federal funding. I'd already read them, but I just said, let me guess. And within the next 2 years, this will be a new forced level of emissions test, similar to San Francisco. And you're just here to acclimate the public. And he said, you're absolutely right. And it's a good thing we're doing, and we are training the public. But he said, it's for the earth. And I said, and you make $100,000 a year. And he goes, no, I make more than that. And he started laughing. It's all real funny. It's all real funny how you train everyone like a bunch of Boston Terriers or a bunch of Dachshunds or a bunch of Jack Russells or a bunch of Border Collies to follow your, you know, you whistle, you snap, we cower. We snap too, and I personally have had enough of it, and I just hope people get wise to this. I know we've had a viral effect on the group consciousness. By the way, when I was fumbling around before I went on air, about 60 seconds to airtime, because I thought I printed it and I don't have it in front of me, it was the New York Post cover story today. It's not in my stack, so I will reprint it. Bruce Willis finally goes public on the shadow government. Now, I knew a lot more about Bruce Willis than I had said on air. I don't know, 8 months ago, 9 months ago, when A Scanner Darkly came out, and I had Rick Linkletter on, the director of Dazed and Confused and School of Rock and Slacker and many other films. But latest, I guess, Fast Food Nation and Scanner Darkly came out right beside each other. But I digress. You know, I've been friends with Rick since the late 90s. He's a listener to the show. But Rick just out of the blue, because previously he didn't want to get into the Bruce Willis stuff that he brought up to me. He started getting into Bruce Willis and how they hung out. And Bruce comes to Austin a lot and told even has a small apartment here, a little place he hides out at. I say small apartment, one of these high-rises they built. And that Bruce Willis... I've been told by three separate people. I've never talked to Bruce Willis, but I have heard from three separate Hollywood people separately who don't even, I guess they know each other, but you know, they personally have talked to Bruce. But I don't want to put this in an article because it just sounds like I'm trying to bring attention to this broadcast, which I personally don't even care about. I want to just get everybody taking action. I want to have a chain reaction. I want to see us all together take over the New World Order. But Bruce Willis is a particular prize, you could say. Again, coming up, the mass extermination plans. I'll be covering that later. This is the type of thing, when people actually find out about it, it's the type of thing that will get police and military and patriots and like Bruce Willis to come over to our side. When you actually go read the UN saying that they intend to have public human sacrifice. I know that sounds insane, folks. I didn't put it into an international treaty. It's real. It's been the UN policy since 1976. But see, when you actually read it on the UN's website, when you actually hold the original documents in your hands, it has a tendency to wake you up. It has a tendency. But, again, I'm digressing yet again. I don't have it here in front of me. I want to give you his exact quotes. Paul Watson's doing an article on it that should be up. In fact, I'm breaking my long-time rule of not having a computer in the studio, because when I do this, I tend to not focus like I'm doing right now, and then it breaks up the show. But c'est la vie, I guess I'm like a drug addict for the internet. I just can't help it anymore. But during the next break, I will go to prisonplanet.com and see if Paul Watson's gotten the New York Post piece and the piece he wrote about it up there, integrated with the wide spectrum analysis of what Bruce Willis is up to. But first, I heard from Rick Linkletter. I don't know, probably 7, 8, 9 months before he went public on the show, about believing 9/11 is an inside job and that everybody he talks to believes it's an inside job and Hollywood knows all about it being an inside job. He wouldn't like to be called Hollywood, though. Rick's from East Texas, and he's an Austinite, but he'd want to be known as a Texan. But the point is, he is Hollywood. He's a Hollywood hitter. And he was telling me about hanging out with Bruce Willis and Bruce Willis seeing Martial Law. And then Bruce Willis had gotten a copy of Terror Storm right around the time that Rick had then talked to him again. He'd sent him a copy of Terror Storm. And that Bruce Willis said, "That's it. I'm totally awake. I'm no longer a Republican. This has totally changed my paradigm. Now I see that they're all controlled by the same people. Now I'm into it. I'm researching it." And then the neocons freaked out, flounced around. The hot air folks, Michelle Malkin, started. They couldn't get a hold of Willis. He wouldn't comment to them. And so they went to a guy, an author, who Willis had optioned a book for a movie about our brave military, because Bruce's dad is a was an army officer. Bruce was born in Germany. His father married a German Fräulein. And he's a patriot, and I support the troops, too. I don't like what's happening to them, and I think they're brave and great, except most of them now are illegal aliens, but, still, I guess they've joined the team, whatever. And then the person that wrote the book that Bruce had optioned came out and said, "I talked to Bruce, and Bruce says that what he said has been misrepresented." Well, that's not exactly what he said. So they went around celebrating and saying we were all liars. No, we're not liars. I then talked to two other heavyweight hitters in Hollywood who know Bruce Willis, and they say basically Bruce Willis is a different person now. Basically, he's totally obsessed with the New World Order. I ought to try to contact Bruce Willis when he's not hanging out deep sea fishing and Turks and Caicos. Let me tell you, folks, if I had the money and wasn't fighting the New World Order, that's exactly what I would be doing. That's exactly where I'd live. Oh my God, I just can't get over turquoise water and fish and the Caribbean, especially right there when it comes into the edge of the Atlantic. Atlantia. All right, I'm sorry, excuse me. I actually lust after the outdoors, ladies and gentlemen. I don't really lust after women. I'm married. I love my wife. I love her. I don't lust after power. I don't lust after fame. I lust after being in the woods and being in streams. Oh. All right. I really am digressing here. But lust isn't the right word. I literally commune. Bruce Willis believes JFK's killers are still at large and running the government. That's New York Post here in front of me. Yeah, he didn't just say it's an inside job. He said that they're in power right now. Boy, Bruce, you couldn't have said it better. And so we'll finish up with Bruce Willis. Then it can get into Sarkozy. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. We'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. On May 7, 2007, spot gold 690.30 and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $712.96, $358.17 for half, and $179.09 for quarter ounce coins. That's $712.96, $358.17, and $179.09. There has been talk coming from the Council of Foreign Relations of forming an American Union combining Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. and erasing economic borders. Bush met with Vincent Fox, President of Mexico, Paul Martin, Prime Minister of Canada, discussing a security and prosperity partnership. The formation of a North American Union will have a great impact on the U.S. economy. Jerome R. Corsi published the document, The Plan to Replace the Dollar with the Amero. The sovereignty of the U.S. is under attack. And Corsi uncovers the secrets and lies that surround the deceit. Call for your copy today, 800-686-2237. We the people must take a stand. That's 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
How are you feeling today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
Welcome back. Yeah, it's up on PrisonPlanet.com. I'm going to call Paul Watson up to him, and to be specific, what Linklater said on and off air. First, he gave him martial law on the set. Then he mailed him a copy of Terror Storm, and that's what woke Bruce Willis up. Bruce Willis says JFK killer still in power. Actor tells Vanity Fair he's skeptical of lone shooter theory. You know, there was something last week I saw on Drudge Report, a picture of Willis in the back of a boat fishing in Turks and Caicos. And I said, I need to read that article. I need to click on that. But I didn't. And something said, I need to go buy that Vanity Fair about Bruce Willis, and I was even thinking to myself as I walked out of the house. I mean, I actually said something to my wife. I said, man, I must be slipping. I want to go buy tabloid rags and read about Bruce Willis. And folks, it's always like that. I'm not saying I'm psychic or anything. They call it having the touch. But it's constant because I never am into tabloids. I never have a desire to go buy a magazine. I was like, buy that magazine. Or I would have known about this and been on air with this like last, I think I saw this last Thursday. It's just so weird. Bruce Willis says JFK killer still in power. Actor tells Vanity Fair he's skeptical of lone shooter theory. In a new magazine interview, Bruce Willis spills the beans on his skepticism that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone in the assassination of JFK and suggests that some of the same criminals who killed Kennedy are still in power today. Well, I don't know why we're taking the tone that Vanity Fair took. His actual quote is definitive. He's not suggesting. They still haven't caught the guy that killed President Kennedy. Period. In the magazine. Period. Why do we take his boldness away? Well, Willis told Vanity Fair's June issue, according to the New York Post, I'll get killed for saying this, and it goes on, I'll get killed for saying this, but I'm pretty sure those guys are still in power in some form. The entire government of the United States was co-opted, adds the diehard star. Watson does a great job, but it shows how they err on the side of caution. People think our articles sometimes are tabloid or sensationalist. No, it's the opposite. And I'm reprimanding Watson right now on air. This is definitive. Okay, in this first paragraph here, you don't say it's definitive. He has definitively come out, and he's definitively saying here. Now, again, I commend Watson for being cautious here, but no, he's definitive. He's definitive. Definitive. He's saying, I could get killed for this. Not if more of us go public, Mr. Willis. By the way, I've always liked Bruce Willis, and it always disgusted me that he was brainwashed by the neocons, but there was, you know, looks foul, acts foul, but feels fair, as they say. I just knew he was a good guy. And then I found out, like I said, now over a year ago that he'd woken up. I'd learned that privately, and then to have Linkletter, I don't know, 8-9 months ago, actually, time flies, or maybe 10 months ago, come on air and talk about it. I'll get killed for saying this, but I'm pretty sure those guys are still in power. See, first he says, I know they killed him. Then he says, I'm pretty sure those guys are still in power in some form. Yeah, George Bush Sr. was the operator, was one of the mid-level managers and photographed at the school book depository building. I'll get killed for saying this, but I'm pretty sure those guys are still in power in some form. The entire government of the United States was co-opted as the diehard star. So from where did a former diehard neocon, let's not call him a neocon. Again, this stuff's so fast on the fly. I'm so busy. I now edit stuff on air. He is not a neocon. He was someone who supported neocon policies. Receive a sudden wake-up call? Because there's no doubt Willis is reading the website. I've already been told that. So just let's... he's really trying here. Let's not make him feel like we're slapping him upside the head. As we reported last year, Hollywood director Richard Linklater said he had handed out 9/11 Truth DVDs on the set of Fast Food Nation, including Alex Jones' Terror Storm documentary, and that they had completely changed Willis's political paradigm. He said it put him in such a headspace that he will be quiet on issues of national policy. So at that point he was saying, I'm just going to disengage from the Republicans. That's what Linklater said off air, is that he just said, you know, off air. I'm like, he told me about it previously, but I'm like, what else did he say? Well, he just, let me read you the email. And he read me the email. But just basically, man, this totally changes my view of things. I see that both parties are controlled. It's a lot bigger, and I've got to really readjust and reassess everything. Well, Bruce Willis did that, and less than a year later, look at what's happening. He said it put him in such a headspace that he will be quiet on issues of national policy, Linklater told the Alex Jones Show. Is Willis' comment that the people who killed Kennedy are still in power a reference to the fact that George H.W. Bush was photographed at the scene in Dealey Plaza, or was a known CIA operative in the Bay of Pigs, I would add? We need to have a link. We need to have a link to
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations Charter outlines a path to world tyranny? Did you know that the United Nations is building its own army to enforce its will upon the world? Did you know that they've empowered themselves to cross sovereign nations' borders without consent with their armies? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency's vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
We don't need no education.
Paul Watson and Steve Watson did a fabulous job in the last few months. I mean, they were always doing a great job just churning out great articles and analysis. I mean, they are literally working around the clock, and they're both there working right now, as well as Aaron Dykes and Ryan Slickhuysen and Mike Nelson and everybody else that works in this office and with this office. And Paul has done this blurb today about Bruce Willis going public on JFK and saying that to those that were involved in it and still in power today. This is very important. Now, we need to see a part two in more detail on this, though, because this is going to be big. We need you, the listeners, to push this big time. I'm about to get into population reduction here in just a moment. But it is absolutely essential that everybody go up to prisonplanet.com. And that every other 9/11 site and every other talk show host, I mean, I have all you turkeys on here, get this story and help us promote it and push it over the edge. That's how we do this, because Bruce Willis is one of the last people that the fake arm of the New World Order, the fake right arm of the New World Order, had in their stable. He is in the top 10 actors in Hollywood. He's got a bunch of big films coming out every year. He has been pro-war. He has been out there, a very serious propaganda force for the globalist. And we told you, again, when did I have a link letter on? When did A Scanner Darkly come out? Oh, it came out in the fall, so 5 months, 6, 7, 8 months. Yeah, 8 or 9 months ago. and that that was kind of a premature way to announce it because I guess Willis hadn't gone public yet. But then when he got interviewed by Vanity Fair, he reportedly said this and a lot more. I'm going to rush out and buy a copy of Vanity Fair, as my instincts told me to last week. But certainly, this is big news. This is big news that Bruce Willis's JFK killer still in power. Actor tells Vanity Fair he is skeptical of lone shooter theory. This will not be a big story, as it should be, unless you go out and get it. Let me tell you something. Brainwashed neocons that can't find Iraq, don't know the difference between Shiite and Sunni, who don't know the basics of the geopolitical landscape, will hear that Bruce Willis is questioning the official 9/11 story. And then, well, or they will hear he's questioning or speaking out against the JFK conspiracy theory, the government fraud. They'll go read this article. And then they'll go, wait a minute, he questions 9/11? This article, this story, his comments in Vanity Fair could convert millions. I know how to see fracture points or flash points, chain reaction, domino, trigger points. I know how to, I can recognize them. And I'm telling you right now, this is a key fracture point in their brainwashing and their conditioning, a way to reach them. Literally, they're like brainwashed cult members. And once you get a little bit ray of light into their brains, it can really open things up and blow out the cobwebs, and we can convert them to having open minds. And they may not even agree with us on the things we're saying. You know, we're individuals, but we can convert them to unlocking their own minds, their own potential to get outside the box and see the real program for what it is, and then fight the New World Order. Because anyone that opens their eyes is going to see the New World Order and see it as a threat, and is going to instinctively launch into action against it. And that's what we're doing here. All I'm doing is literally ringing the alarm bell. I'm up on top of the parapet here, and I'm blowing the ram's horn. And I'm trying to get people to take action. That's I'm going, look, they say here in UN documents they plan to reduce our population. They're going to come out with huge taxes for people that have more than one child. Boom. It's all over Fox, CNN today. See, they're introducing it. Hey, there's federal documents. They're going to have a national PR campaign to put implantable chips first in prisoners, the old people, and then children. And boom, they're constantly announcing it every day. I'm only going off enemy transmissions. We have their operations because they have so many tens of thousands of people working for them that they have to put it in manuals. And it's all put in dry language. It's all put in boring nomenclature. But the information is absolutely earth-shattering. Okay, I know Steve Watson's standing by for a integrated analysis. Again, Steve, what he does is, there's an article up on prisonplanet.com where he found stuff I didn't know. And what Steve Watson does is what happens is, and this is about 25% of the time, I tell him articles that I think are important, angles, stories that I want them to work on. Classic editor behavior. Then I go on air and I do a brain dump of just key points that I think are important. Steve then goes and checks them all, finds the documents, because, again, it's like knowledge I have. I don't even half the time know where it came from. I just remember the info. He goes out and finds the documents, finds even more. It's always worse than I say. He writes these big, long articles. He wrote one last Friday that I didn't get a chance to plug Friday because it came out after I got off air. It's in the News and Focus section of prisonplanet.com, right there on the right-hand side. And it is on the EU-American Union merger that happened a week ago, now 8 days ago, that's gotten almost no attention. The BBC did report on it, but that was about it. Total merger of the EU and American Union. And we've got the globalists bragging in there about how they're doing it and how it's all by stealth and ha-ha-ha, and then links to where they are saying it. And so Steve just did an incredible job. Right now, I'm going to go over the latest population reduction announcements here. Let me just set the table with this. When you hear about a Dr. Pianca coming out now over a year ago and saying we need an Ebola-like bio release to reduce the world's population by over 90%. It needs to happen sooner rather than later. The story is not that Dr. Pianca said that, but that at a speech at an award ceremony with over 1,000 people in attendance, and at another ceremony with over 700 in attendance right here in Austin at St. Edward's University, Dr. Pianca was given a standing ovation. We interviewed scientists and professors that were there, and they said upwards of 95% stood up with standing ovations, not at the end of the speech, but when he said we need to start killing everybody. When he said we need to start reducing the population forcibly, there was a standing ovation. Then we went and found graduate papers and thesis papers, but written by PhDs that went through the UT scientist biosphere and climatology graduate studies, saying that he is a conservative. The liberals want total human extermination. Okay? All right. Now understand, this is the majority view being churned out. It is the perfect excuse to mass exterminate, to have police states, to kill human life, to lower the value of human life, which has always been dirt cheap in the elite's world view throughout history. Now they're making it a almost religious thing to kill humans. They're making it a positive thing, not just dirt cheap. Human life, blood is cheap. But this is in human psyches for some reason, with throwing people into Pele, the volcano god in Hawaii, when the drought came is when they would do it. The earth needs blood. Gaia needs blood. It's the goddess worshippers. Didn't matter if it was in Germania or in the Peloponnesian Isles or in other areas. They always sacrifice people to a goddess. It's in the human psyche. It's done. Again, if you don't even believe in religion, that's your thing. The point is, this is a anthropological expression that cannot be avoided or ignored. All right, there's thousands of points. There's no way to cover them all. That's a problem. I get lost in one and start going down that avenue and not covering a larger picture. Okay. And another key of Pianca's speech was that he said that the Chinese model is the model, and that where they have the forced abortions, they have the infanticide, they have the enforced one-child policies, and that we, quote, need a Chinese-style police state to enforce it. 95% standing ovation. You can go back to the articles we wrote. I believe they said over 95%. They said almost everyone stood up and was just like, oh, yeah, oh, oh, yes. Now, I knew about this because I went to school here locally. I know professors. I've been at media events with these people. And, I mean, that's all they talk about. I mean, I learned when I was 20 years old that they just start talking about, what about the people bomb? Let's have a toast to reducing world population. Let's have a toast to stopping the scourge of the human people bomb. And I mean, that's why it's my life experiences. You understand? That's how I started down all these paths to discover all this, which is now being publicly announced. Because it's my life. I experienced this, ladies and gentlemen. This is, believe me, on racquetball courts, this is all they talk about. It's their religion. Like a Baptist will, you know, keeps telling you grace alone and will, you know, ask you to, you know, go out and street preach with them. Okay. Just like they do that, this is what the academics do. And I mean, folks, in psychology class, I wasn't good at math, so I was taking algebra again in college. In algebra, you know, in calculus, that's all they taught. They would just stop the class and just say, now we're going to, and this is every week, we're going to talk about getting rid of the population. Along with gun control and world government, and I'm sitting there watching this, and I already read a lot of history, and so that's why I went and said, I need a radio show, I need an Access TV show, I need to get on the air and warn people, man, this is dangerous. Okay, enough about me. Let me just get into this. There's just so much. Let me get into this first. Okay, this is the Toronto Star. This is Friday. Queen treads lightly in U.S. palace planning to offset environment cost of royal jet flight. See, all this is the integrated map we're giving you. Let me just go through individual articles, and I'll tie them all together. Palace planning to offset environmental cost of royal jet flight. Introducing the new green queen. See, we're all hearing, everything's green. Everything's green. Get green. Didn't you know it's green? The first green building, the first green soda, the first green car, the green. Everything's green. Oh, my God, it's so sexy, green. But it's all a fad. They're taking all the real environmentalists and all the real environmental movements and all the people that really care. And there are major problems with the Earth and the entire biosphere interlocking overlay on Terra, Firma, and in the ocean as well. They're taking up all the energies just to mindlessly get involved lobbying for world government, lobbying for world carbon tax. And that's what they're pushing for. And we've already gone over the fact that the ice caps are melting on Mars. It looks like ice is starting to precipitate out of the ground to the surface, and they're discovering ice, that the whole planet may suddenly be covered by water soon. That's not your SUV. That's not because you've got three beautiful children. It's not because you know, your wife's pregnant and you like to have food for your children. No. It's happening because the sun is going into the brightest radiance period in the 200 years of accurate recordings. We've already covered that, but that needs to be in there. So we've got Lance Armstrong's old girlfriend running around saying we need to have world government and world tax, and the Earth's dying and the Earth's changing. We need to have a carbon tax. And we've got the SPP meeting in secret in Canada. And I have the documents, folks, in my hand where they say everybody's hysterical about climate change. Let's tie it to a carbon tax in North America. And so they're having the queen, they're having the Dutch queen, they're having everybody. They're having John Travolta. All of them are going public saying, well, I'm going to fly, but I go to these international websites that fund the UN, and I every time I fly, I give them $10,000. Or I give them $6,000 to fly. To pay for... See, no one reduces carbon emissions. No one reduces greenhouse emissions. No one reduces CO2 emissions. You just pay it. So they're volunteering to pay a tax that doesn't even exist yet, which they did with emissions testing all over the country. You understand? And, of course, they start with reasonable things, too, like let's get catalytic converters on those cars so you're not breathing carbon monoxide. I'm all for that. Or let's clean up factories. No. All that's now being reversed. You know, factory scrubbers and factory reduction of emissions of things like mercury is being reduced and removed? Oh, yeah, right here in Texas, all these coal-burning plants. I'm all for coal if it's clean-burning coal, but see, they locked that up in Utah, the giant clean-burning coal that run the country for 500-plus years, and then they make us burn dirty coal, lignite, dug out of Texas, and they go dump it in these things, and mercury's in the air at super high levels. What, they said like 15-plus times, last statistic I saw, of mercury? I mean, you know, thanks a lot. See, so while they've got you pushing for a global tax, it's going to fund the very warmongers that own the defense complex and are funding all the big genetic engineering companies. They're doing cross-species. They've got GMO corn that has live pesticide in it that, of course, is killing the bees, along with a cocktail of other reasons. All these real things are happening. There are massive overfishing in many areas. It is bad to cut down the rainforest. I have done a 12-plus year analysis. I kept an open mind on this, and I can tell you there are problems with the Earth. Okay? No one can debate that man is really causing some problems. But their solution isn't a solution at all. It's a global tax to be used to suppress the people. And here's the fad. Well, it says, introducing the new green queen. Well, at least say hello to a monarch aware of a very large, very real carbon footprint. When Queen Elizabeth II landed in Richmond, Virginia yesterday, it marked the first time that the environment cost of an official trip of Her Majesty was to be measured in offset and payments made at Buckingham Palace. The Queen will make a payment to reforestation project or research into carbon neutral forms of energy generation or an environmental project in a developing country. That means she'll buy some land. That place, the palace says, she's going to offset her visit by 22,000 pounds, or ladies and gentlemen, in dollars, 44,000 and change. But before the 81-year-old monarch is transformed into the regal Al Gore, and it goes on to say she's not doing enough. See, they're all training you to get ready for a whole new form of taxation.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is, you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 network security switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 security switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free ship at net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Big John, Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder, narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John, Big John,
Big Bad John. All right, we're back live.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home.
All right, bottom line, it is a massive, continual PR push, the biggest I've ever seen. On Fox News today, they were going, Democrats it was like, dun-dun, nation decides. Democrats want it to be global warming. Republicans want it to be the global war on terror. So they're deciding, how do you want, which fraud do you want as an organizing thread for society under your feudal lords? Both things are complete and total frauds. Just like this Nicolas Sarkozy, totally staged, wouldn't matter if the socialist won or he won, the very same policies will continue. You know, the CIA and some newspapers staged those Muhammad cartoons. That's now been completely confirmed and admitted. They weren't even real submissions. They weren't even cartoons. They were black and white Xerox copies of stills off video, off of Disney movies. They and the Arabs and the Muslims bought right into it like complete fools, ran around burning down half of Europe, and the people got conservative over there. And if you and they do it, and if they show your Muhammad again, and you do that again, you're going to be in concentration camps, idiots. But we're idiots too. I mean, they play us like fiddles. They know how to punch our buttons. So they got the pro-New World Order Sarkozy in, because you acted like a bunch of idiots. Just like the illegal aliens. I kept telling you, they're going to have riot police aren't going to just stand down next time. They're going to go ahead and start attacking the illegal aliens. And that happened, and now, you see, everybody's seeing the guys in black mask as heroes. Even though the police chief's going after some of them and were slamming people's head in the concrete, now, you see, you're being played. I've got it figured out, folks. The problem is articulating it. All right, let me shut up because we're getting into the world government here. So the Queen is going to spend over 44,000 U.S., 22,000 pounds to some land she'll pay for herself. That's environmental, of course, an environmental investment through approved environmental funds. Again, training you that there's already a global tax when there isn't. And you can, if you're going to make a trip on plane or whatever, they all hype it up. How you can go buy your climate change credits on all these different websites. I had one of them here in front of me. I'll dig it out in a minute. Up in Canada where you can buy climate credits. And then that brings us into the real news here, the really hardcore stuff. Eco-extremists wants world population to drop to 1 billion, calling the humans a disease. Paul Watson, I noticed Paul Watson, Joseph Watson, put at the top of this, obviously the Paul Watson featured in this article and the Paul Watson and Prison Planet are two different people. In addition, Alex Jones of Prison Planet is not a Harvard professor, a New York Times writer, or a football player, because Paul did get the emails. How dare you, you traitor. Yeah, you're really one of them. No, he's not the same guy. But apparently saving the whales is more important than saving 5.5 billion people. Paul Watson, founder and president of Sea Shepherd Conservation Society, and famous for militant intervention to stop whalers, now warns mankind is acting like a virus and is harming Mother Earth. Watson, May 4th editorial, asked the question, the beginning of the end of life as we know it on Earth. He left no doubt about the answer. We are killing our host, the planet Earth. Oh, we're a parasite now. He claimed and called for a population drop to less than 1 billion. And so they always act like these guys just pulled this out of a rabbit's hat. This is official UN policy, so we're going to dovetail it with China and this, now being introduced in the UK and the US, children bad for planet. Having large families is an eco-crime. We're going to have a one-child policy, just like we have a North American Union or national ID cards, just the public won't be told. You got to love it. We'll be right back.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.